mic you up here, brother.
I'm fairly loud.
Let's sing a verse of Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind.
Thank you. It's a wonderful blessing to be here. I missed you. I dreamed about you. I appreciate your kindness. Through the last year, the churches all over the country have sent money to me. I bought a bed and a recliner. And if you've ever been through chemo, you know what I'm talking about. Old Baptist people, it irritates me when some of our preachers telling us everything that we do wrong. And we do. But we don't do everything wrong. And you've been good to me, all of you. And I want to thank you for just a great privilege to be here. John says in Revelation 22, if I get too loud, y'all please tell me, Gary, because I'm just so happy to be here. I want to get to 16th verse of Revelation chapter 22. I, Jesus, have sent my angel or messenger to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star.
Amen.
You know, a testimony is only effective if you know the witness is true. So I wanted to start right there to tell you as I come before you how thankful I am to be here with just a subtle thought on my mind. And I want to testify to you. Down in Southern Virginia, we do that from time to time. Since you got this mic and went uptown, I don't know if I can even do that. I want to testify to you tonight something you've heard over and over and over again. And the reason I can do this now with a different frame of mind is I'm a true witness, because I've lived it. I've been to the hospital beds and been around sick folks 25 years trying to serve the churches and never quite understood what the suffering meant to them. Never understood how they could be in such a cheerful mood while their body failed. Never understood till I remembered the old blind man when the Lord may choose you one day. How many times has he cured us of diseases that we don't know about? But sometimes, because the way Adam condemned us, the Lord, just like Job, the Lord don't test you, he don't tempt you. How will you react when it's your time to suffer? The Apostle Paul said, it was good that I suffered. So the old blind man was the very reason he was born on this earth, to glorify God. That was the only reason. And he was happy. You know, he never seen.
Never saw.
He wasn't sitting on the corner and said, oh, I wish I could see. He had never seen. But the blind man showed a wonderful testimony. I don't know a lot, but I know I was blind. And now I see. That's a true testimony.
Amen.
So the last year, since July of last year, with all of this and all of your love toward me, I'm going to testify to you in this. The Lord is my shepherd. I've always believed it. I've heard it preached. We've heard it from in the days of grade school, when they used to teach us to to memorize different scriptures. The Lord is mine. I'm telling you, I'm a true testament now because I've lived it. I've lived it. I thought I lived it before, but not like it is when you go through suffering, of a life-changing suffering. He's mine. He's all mine. In the emergency room, he was mine. When the doctors were plugging me up, he's mine. We've got to get his blood pressure up. He's mine. You got to have two big surgeries. The Lord is mine. He's all mine. If I was the only person born, he's mine. And in a manifest way, you may testify one day when all your trouble comes to an end and you're in a better place. Lord, I hope I did something that pleased you through my suffering. If you can think that, that'll help get you through the day. I'm telling you it was. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Oh, look. You start getting them hospital bills and this and that, even though you've got insurance. I'm testifying to you of something that I've lived. And some of you have too. Lord, how is this going to work? How is this going to work? Men come for miles around. Just walk up on your porch just to come see you. Bring gifts to you. The old church is a wonderful thing. Testify to the churches. People say, the church ain't really that important. Well, it's in the last chapter of the Bible. It must be important. The church. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not. He maketh me. Don't say like your daddy does. Get over there and do your chores. He don't make you. He does in a way he leads you. He allows you to see yourself as a sinner in a real way through the trials and the trouble. He leadeth you in a different place. When if we had our way, we'd stay where we at. When you go in for surgery or the doctors or this or that, you can have a whole different mind because the Lord leads your mind if we walk with Him. Sometimes the Lord will take you like Enoch. It said Enoch was not because God took him. I know He took him right to heaven, but He'll take you too. He'll take you before He takes you. He'll give you a mind to endure. He'll give you a mind for your grandchildren to look at you and say, "You all right, Papa?" "Yeah, I'm all right." You smile to the churches, go home and lay down and can't hardly get up. Why is that? Because the Lord is my shepherd. Amen. He's my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Oh, I've lived it. Couldn't wait to come and tell you. I missed you so much. I wanted to come so bad. The old devil, he kept on trying to knock the feet out from under me. I kept saying what the Lord told him in Matthew chapter 4. Get thee behind me, Satan. Try that. Works every time for me. Works every time for me. The Lord is my shepherd. Jeremy, I'm going to take a nap on this, and we've heard this before. Listen a little closer, because I'm telling you in a way now, because I've lived it. I've lived it. I've saw our dear saints smile with a grin and their body collapses. I've saw that, but I never quite understand. Stood it. The one faithful night when it was my turn. Is this okay, girl? Yeah. When they were plugging me with all five or six people working on me, I'm just as peaceful. My wife's in the emergency room. I done fell out in the emergency room. My colon is got a kink in it. They didn't know it. All moisture was cut off to me. I was ready to leave here. All I knew was 8 or 10 people working on me, and all I knew was peaceful. I didn't even feel like Jesus. I know you're here. It was just a peace that man can't describe. And the Lord said that He'll never leave us and forsake us, and He'll be with us. Because He loves us. And I looked at my wife and smiled. Just as happy. I didn't know I was that critical. You know what? God, He leads me beside still waters. Oh, yeah. I need some of those. The old devil thinks he owns this world and he offered it to Jesus in Matthew chapter 4. All of this I'll give you. That's what the world tells us today. Forget about the old church. Look at all I've got for you, the children and young ones. Look at all that I've got for you. Just follow me. Lord's my shepherd.
Oh, my goodness. I
shall not. He maketh me. King James Bible is, don't switch it.
No, sir.
Don't think that you've arrived and get you a big time uptown Bible. You keep this old King James Bible. Because I'm telling you, I've heard these men preach for years and years and never found a mistake in it.
No, sir.
The words are exactly right. He leadeth me like a father would. It reminds me of my little granddaughter that was with us Wednesday. She likes to take my hand. She's walking, just walking with her papa. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Because my mind would go off into the world, what it could do for me. He restoreth my soul.
Yes, he does.
He'll bring you back when you think there's no hope. When you land at home, and many of you have done this on the battlefields or whatever your situation is, when you think there's no hope, and you grin with your people around you, but then you get at home in the wee hours of the night, like Brother Joe Hams helped preach his funeral the other day. Brother Joe Hams, the Lord came to him when the family had left. And it was in the rest home there, Brother Joe Hams, a faithful soldier of the cross. And the Lord came, and they told him that he had a pancreatic cancer. And Joe said, I've looked for this all of my life. And then all the family on that fateful day that the Lord came there, he comes in a manifest way. He don't have to come. He's not absent anywhere.
Absolutely.
But he's coming for you and you alone. And according to the letter to the Corinthians, you're going to be known as you're known. You're not going to be known as a carpenter, or an electrician, or a preacher. You're going to be known as God knows you. Because that's the only way I really know you anyway. I love y'all.
Amen.
Not just for your face. The Apostle Paul said, we see darkly now, but one faithful day, we're going to know as we're known. In other words, we're going to see God face to face. And we're going to know it. Because that's how God knows you. Like you've never seen. Because of our blessed Savior. Which is our shepherd. I've heard a lot of folks say, you know what? I know we have an identity in heaven. But this thing of, you know what? I reckon when I get to heaven, I'll finally get me a fiber. This chemo, I forget everything. Well, I couldn't remember nothing to start with. This $2,500 bike, the big time bike riders have got. I'm going to ride me one of those in heaven. Give me a break. You've missed it completely. And if you listen to him, you'll probably see some other stuff he missed too. Apostle Paul said, you should be known as you're known. That's how God knows you.
Absolutely.
And he knows you like you've never seen him, even though we do.
Amen.
He's our shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. I'm telling you. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea. That's a good word. Yea. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil. Why not?
Right.
People sitting in the waiting room. Fear of all of us. Why are you not afraid? Because thou art with me. The Lord says in his word, in the book of Psalms, maybe 37, I could be wrong. Steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his ways. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand.
Amen.
You may see this different one day. And when the storm is past, he can restore your soul. You'll feel him and know him like you've never known him, even though you may be handicapped with different. That prepares the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. The Lord's got the table prepared for you, whatever trial or trouble that you have. Everything is on that table that you need. If follow him, believe in him, that prepares the table before me, the presence of my enemies. When I went back to see my cancer doctor, 3 months had gone by, he said, looked at all the numbers. He said, what do you contribute to this big turnaround? Your numbers are, your kidney, you're almost back to where you were. You know what I said? Because I'm so good, you know. You know what I said? Well, you know, I'm drinking plenty of water, but I'm riding my bike. I thought, Lord, please. I got in the car and I said, Lord, please. I remembered Acts chapter 12 and when old Herod come out and they said, he's not a man, he's a God. And he sent worms and eat him up. Lord, please, because you showed him not praise to God. Lord, please don't send no worms after me. I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it. I should have said, because the Lord, although we fall, he upheld me with his hand. And I didn't forget it after that. I had done it for months in the hospital, but I forgot. Oh, you know, I ride the bike and I bet your ears get cleaned up today, don't it? It's Gary's fault. The Lord's good. People wake up in the mornings, can't wait to see what the political... Oh, it's something to worry about, but I'm going to tell you right now, if the Lord's not our shepherd for this country, you can forget it.
Amen, that's exactly right.
Lord, restore us. Restore us. That prepares the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. That anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over.
Yeah.
What a blessing to feel his manifest presence. In a time when you need more than man can give you. You need more than the prayers that your brothers and sisters give you. You know they're sincere. You need the presence of feel him. And he'll restore your soul. He will help you. And I'm a living testimony to that. Surely goodness. I had 3 doctors. My surgeon from Texas, 35 years old, he's a genius. Brother Gary, I know I'm including some of me in this, but this is a true testimony.
It's the truth.
I'm not trying to.
To the glory of God.
He's from Texas, 35-year-old surgeon. Man's a miracle worker. I'm going to help you. That's what he said. I'm going to help you. We're going to heal you. Yeah. Now, I'm not 100% like I was. But I'm going to tell you right now. When my family was in the room one day, Timothy, before he left, Timothy prayed for Dr. Manny, and Dr. Manny wept. This man was so intelligent to do an operation they don't do but once or twice a year at this facility. And he wept because he's a man too. And Timothy said, Lord, bless him. We don't know what he may encounter trying to heal your people. We don't know the heartache and the ups and downs of his daily life. Bless this doctor right here. The presence of the Lord was with us and was surely in goodness all the days of our life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So according to John in John 14, Brother Danny, have you got your Bible warmed up? You're going to need it pretty quick. It's just a joy to be here. Y'all forgive me. It's just a joy to be here. I want to leave you with this thought. I don't know when I'll get back. Let not your heart be troubled. Yeah. You believe in God. When I come up there to see his majesty. Oh, that's what I was going to tell you about Brother Joe. When all the family had left about 3 o'clock that morning, the Lord showed him a little bit of his majesty before he took him home. That's what he does. Put you to sleep. But you'll know that he's there before he instantaneously takes you home. Let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. When I so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. in my Father's house. Heaven is not his house. His house is right here. Has many mansions. It's not talking about buildings. It's talking about this. It's talking about, I see mansions all over this church. That's what he's talking about. His Father's house. He told the Pharisees on one, the money changers on one occasion, he told them, my house shall be called the house of prayer. There'll be no prayer in heaven. There's no need for prayer in heaven. In my Father's house, many mansions. And for 20 years, I've been coming up here, maybe longer than that. I've met some of them. Something that the world can't give you or offer you. If it were not so, I would have told you. Go to prepare a place for you. Didn't have to create heaven. Had to be a preparation made with his blood for you to have right to that. I'll come again. As we in Joe could say, that's what Brother Mike told me. He said, I've been waiting for this. What, Joe? Give me a break. You've already had a stroke. You've got pancreatic cancer. You're not gonna recover from this. Oh, he walked with the Lord, and the Lord took him before he took him. Give him a peace of mind like Stephen's had. Lay this not to their charge. Can you imagine that while you're dying, being murdered? The Lord touched Joe. Oh, I just go down and see him once or twice a year just to be with him. Oh, what a soldier. He gave me such confidence that if he walked a good walk until his end, maybe I can do that. It is doable. It's not impossible. But I'm not finished yet. Thank you so much for your kind attention. I hope you rest good tonight. Hope to see y'all tomorrow. Love you. And thank you for your attention.
God bless you. Stand and sing a verse of what a friend we have in Jesus. What a